With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate advanced the annual defense policy bill on an overwhelming bipartisan vote on Monday, teeing up final passage later in the week. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, of 2026 is one of the must-pass legislative packages that Congress deals with on an annual basis, and it unlocked billions of dollars in funding for the Pentagon and several other defense-related items. Lawmakers pushed the colossal authorization package through a key procedural hurdle on a 76-20 vote. Senators will get their chance to tweak the package with several amendment votes in the coming days. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal court hearing set to take place shortly on the president's plans for a $300 million White House ballroom. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Today's hearing comes after the National Trust for Historic Preservation filed a lawsuit last week accusing the Trump administration of illegally tearing down the White House East Wing. The group is seeking a temporary restraining order to halt construction while its case proceeds, arguing that the project has already caused irreversible damage. In a court filing, the administration said the project was lawful and that it must continue for unexplained national security reasons. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, President Trump will give an address to the nation live from the White House tomorrow night. He wrote on X today, quote, "My fellow Americans, I will be giving an address to the nation tomorrow night, live from the White House at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to seeing you then. It has been a great year for our country, and the best is yet to come," he writes. On Wall Street, it's been a slow day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down by 362 points. The Nasdaq off by about 24. This is SRN News. The state of Illinois has legalized assisted suicide.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law a measure that will allow state residents to take their own lives with drugs provided by a doctor. Thomas Olp of the Thomas More Society legal group says, quote, "This law places vulnerable lives at risk, tramples the inherent dignity of human life, and erodes the foundational conscience rights of medical professionals and religious medical practices." 12 states now allow assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two California colleges have reached settlements with Jewish organizations and individuals who filed complaints alleging anti-Semitism arising from pro-Palestinian campus protests. UC Berkeley will pay $60,000 to a visiting professor who was found in a campus investigation to have been the victim of discrimination. Pomona College will hire a civil rights coordinator and create a task force on Jewish life and anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Ford now pivoting away from its once ambitious electric vehicle plans.
The decision comes amid financial losses and waning consumer demand for the vehicles. Instead, it'll invest in more efficient gasoline engines and hybrid EVs. The Detroit automaker, which has poured billions of dollars into electrification along with most of its industry peers, said it will no longer make the F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck, instead opting for an extended-range version of the vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
October retail spending was unchanged, signaling a pause after a lot of summer gains, and auto dealer sales fell 1.6% as those electric vehicle incentives came to an end. Sales still rose 0.4% if you do not factor in auto sales. The figures release was delayed by the government shutdown earlier this year. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.